From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. First-time claims for unemployment benefits have declined somewhat, down about 5% last week to 452,000. But financial analyst Michael Farr says first-time jobless benefit claims are still well above the level that would indicate employers are stepping up their hiring significantly.
It's moving in the right direction, but I don't think in any way it can be considered any sort of a tidal shift here.
There's a new report out that projects the economy will keep growing into next year, but as NPR's Paul Brown reports, the growth is projected to be sluggish, as is the labor market.
The Conference Board, which is a business research group, says its gauge of future economic activity is up modestly for September. A Conference Board economist says its current level is 110.4. What does that number mean? Slow expansion, with the number 100 as the comparison from 2004. Conference Board figures show the economy growing at the slowest pace since the middle of last year. And although board analysts don't see another relapse into contraction, they also see an economy nearly at a stall through the early months of next year. The leading economic index comprises 10 components, among them manufacturing orders and hours, unemployment claims, and building permits. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The chief judge in the state of New York, Jonathan Littman, is putting lawyers handling foreclosure cases there on notice. NPR's Wendy Kaufman says the attorneys are having to pledge personally that any foreclosure documents they submit to the court are accurate.
The new rules come amid concerns that lenders are cutting corners or bending the rules. Littman says New York courts can't stand idly by.
We are putting a red light out and saying, pause, stop. Go back, make sure that this has some gravitas behind it.
Beginning immediately, lawyers in foreclosure cases must file an affidavit saying they took reasonable steps, including inquiries to banks and lenders, to ensure the accuracy of documents submitted to the court. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
It's already cost taxpayers nearly $150 billion to rescue mortgage buyers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which nearly went under during the housing bust. Now the federal regulating agency that oversees those two firms says it could end up costing more than twice that amount over the next 3 years. Attorney General Eric Holder says the U.S. and China disagree over China's treatment of jailed Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo.
This is an area in which the United States and China have a fundamental disagreement. President Obama has made clear his position on this issue. We believe that China should respect the fundamental human rights of all of its citizens, and that includes Liu.
Holder speaking in Beijing after 2 days of meetings with Chinese officials. Wall Street, the Dow is up 90 points at 11,198. This is NPR News from Washington. Chevron is announcing a huge new oil project in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady says the $7.5 billion investment shows oil companies are ready to resume offshore work just 6 months after the blowout of BP's oil well that led to the massive spill in the Gulf.
Chevron says it'll take 4 years to build the Jack St. Malo project about 280 miles south of New Orleans. It'll consist of three collections of pumps and other equipment spread across the ocean floor. Those will be tied back to a huge floating production platform. The project will have the capacity to produce 170,000 barrels of oil and more than 42 million cubic feet of natural gas each day. The project operates near the edge of existing technology boundaries, drilling in 7,000 feet of water and up to another 4 miles below that. BP's blown-out Macondo well was drilled in about 5,000 feet of water. But Chevron points out that seven exploration and appraisal wells already have been safely and successfully drilled in this area since 2003. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Authorities in Mexico have burned 134 tons of marijuana that were seized earlier this week in an area of Tijuana just across the border from San Diego. Officials are calling it the largest seizure of drugs ever in Mexico. It took soldiers several hours to unload thousands of bales of pot, which were wrapped and labeled with words such as wolf or images such as a smiling Homer Simpson, apparent branding by drug traffickers. The marijuana had an estimated street value of over $300 million. Journalists and government officials and some college students watched as the pot was burned, sending plumes of black smoke billowing into the air. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.